We are on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, the second wide line towards the bottom, Kuf Beis Amid Beis. As we continue here in the last 2.5 weeks or so of Maseches Baba Kama, Perek HaGozel Eitzim. And we are up the Tanur Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Halokeach Sade B'Shem Chaveiro in Kofanoso Limkar. Vim Amar Lo Amanas Kofanoso Limkar. What are we talking about? What is the context? So if you remember, the Gemara is going to relate to the case that was just discussed in the previous Braisa. The Gemara on top of the Amud said that if somebody gives money to a shliach in order to invest for him, but they're going to split some of the profits, and he does not do exactly what he was asked to do. He was supposed to invest in wheat, and he invests in barley, or the opposite. So there was a discussion, two different Braises. One Braisa said that the shliach is the one, in quotes, the shliach in quotes, is the one that gets the profit and has to bear the loss. And the other braisa says, no, it really stays with the mishaleach. He gets the profit, except that there's a loss. The shliach changed what he was supposed to do, so he has to pay for it. So we discuss what was the difference between those two braises. Maybe it's a machlokas. This is why it was brought here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, just like in our Mishnah. Whether you say shinui kone if the worker did something that he wasn't supposed to do. It's not a physical, it is a physical shinui, but it's a different type of shinui that we have been talking about. Whether you say shinui has an effect, that was Rabbi Meir's opinion, or you say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that shinui is not kone. So that was the discussion. Along the way, we had the phrase of machwa leba ma'arava. We have those in ma'arava that were discussing, how is it possible that the one who you sold it, the one who sold you the wheat, was makne it to the someone who they didn't even know who they were being makne it to. And the lashon was, that's what we're going to relate back to. So we have to remember that. The lashon was, if you look almost halfway down, the language of the Gemara of the machuku alei b'ma'arava was, v'chimi hodio l'bal chitim, sheyakne chitim l'bal mos. Who let the Baal Chitim, the one who was selling the wheat, know that it was really going to the Baal Hamos? So let's remember that Shita, because that's what the Gemara is going to relate to. So again, Tanur Rabbanan, second wide line. Halokeach Sadeh B'Shem Chaveiro. If somebody buys a field in the name of their friend, we don't know what exactly that means yet, we'll see. You don't force him, we don't know who the him is yet, to sell. But V'yamamar lo Amanas, but if the buyer said, Amanas, something. Kofanos olimkar. So my comrade, what exactly is the case? The Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Number one, Amar Evsheshes, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what this Brisa means. Halokeach Sadamei Chaveiro B'Shem Reish Galusa. If somebody buys a field from their friend in the name of the Reish Galusa, what does that mean? He says, I'm buying it for the Reish Galusa. He's not really buying it for the Reish Galusa. He just doesn't want other people coming along and saying, I want the land, it was mine. If they hear Reish Galusa, they're like, okay, it's yours. You know, we're not touching it. So he uses that to create power for himself. So if somebody buys it in the name of the Reish Galusa, and then what does he want to do? He wants to get a shtar that says it's really his, because now it says it belongs to the Reish Galusa, but it doesn't belong to the Reish Galusa. He wants a shtar that is his. Ein kofen also Reish Galusa limkar. And he goes over to the Reish Galusa afterwards and says, can you please write a shtar for me that this land that's really not yours, really you sold it to me? So the Braisa says, you don't force him. You don't force him to write a shtar. He doesn't want to write a shtar. He doesn't have to write a shtar. Vim amar lo almanas. But if he says, if he, the buyer, when he buys in the name of the Reish Galusa, he says, almanas, that something, let's say, Almanas, that a shtar is going to be written for me in the future by the Reish Galusa, then Kofanas Reish Galusa Libkar. Then you do force the Reish Galusa. The question is going to be why? Omar Mash, let's talk about it. Halokeach Sadeh B'Shem Reish Galusa, Ein Kofanoso Reish Galusa Limkar. You don't force the Reish Galusa. What impression do you get from that? You don't force the Reish Galusa to write him a shtar that it is his. But it sounds like it is his. The only issue is whether he has a raya that it is his. Right? There's two types of shtaris, as we've spoken about many times. There's a shtar raya and there's a shtar kinyan. Two types of shtaris. Right? A ksuba is a shtar raya. It's not a shtar kinyan. The kinyan takes place with a ring under the chuppah. Kesef, shtar, and bia. Right? Isha nikneis b'shlosha drachin. Ksuba is a shtar raya. There is a chumra that is done by some of Mesadre Kiddushin, of having the Eidei Kiddushin also witness the Mesiras HaKsuba from the Chasim to the Kala. A number of Rabbanim have pointed out, though, that no, why should that be? That's that's not needed. Why? Because the ksuba is not a shtar kinyan, shtar raya. Meaning there are edim in the shtar, and 20 years from now, Rachman al-Islan, if you need to use the ksuba in 90 years from now, so then you're going to see the ksuba, you're going to use it as a raya to get her ksuba. It's not a shtar kinyan. Why should it have to be witnessed? Okay, but there are two types of shtaris involved. Here, it sounds like the kinyan took place, and he just wants a raya that the land is his. Right, that's what it sounds like. That's what the Gemara is mashma. Michlal, the fact that the only issue is whether we will force the Reish Galusa to write the document or not, Michlal de Mikna Kanyale. It sounds like the Kinyan took place from the seller to the anonymous buyer. That the seller doesn't even know that he's selling it to. He thinks he's selling it to the Reish Galusa. But really he's selling it to this buyer that's just using the name of the Reish Galusa. So is that really, do we have the proper understanding of this Braisa? And if yes, Lema Pliga, the B'nai Ma'arava, then that would be against the B'nai Ma'arava that we just started off today with. Who said yes in yesterday's discussion, Da Amri, who said that the Makneh has to know who he's selling it to. That's part of the das that's required. V'chimi hodio lobal chitim, shiagna chitim lobal abayis. As he had in the discussion yesterday, if the shliach goes and buys he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so he's not really a shliach. He might have been Mishana. If the second party, the person who was given the money to invest, if he does something wrong, so it's still, some of the profits might go back to the person who gave him the money, the investor. Does that really work? The seller doesn't know that he's giving to the investor. So the B'nai Ma'arava, the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, require that das. So is that to say that this price is against that opinion? Because here we're saying that the guy sells it to the buyer, even though he doesn't say that he's the real buyer. He says the Reish Galus is the real buyer. So Gemara says, there's no riot that this price is against that. Imi Shum Ha Lokasha. Really, there can be a different understanding of the Braisa. Kigon de ode labal sadeh vodinu lasadi. He just publicized to everyone else around. I'm buying it for the Reish Galusa. I'm buying it for the Reish Galusa. But he tells the person really selling it, really, I'm buying it for me. And he tells Adam, I'm buying it for me. I just don't want anybody else to come and try to get this instead of me. But to the people, the important people involved themselves, he says who he's really selling it to. And that is why it would work even to the B'nai Ma'arava. By the way, the Rush points out here, even though the Gemara is being Shakil Vatari, within the B'nai Ma'arava, it doesn't mean Dafka that we hold like them. It's just the Gemara does that often, going in depth into Shitas that we don't Paskin like, trying to just understand and appreciate the Halacha. So the Gemara says, Imi Shemalo Kasha, as we just said, go to Odi the Balsad of Odin al-Asadi. Ela Ema Seifa, but if that's really true, that he told him and it really belongs to him, Ela Ema Seifa, what about the next line? Al-Manas, Kofinos Oresh Galusa Limkar. But if he's used the Lashon of Almanas, so then you force the Reish Galusa to sell, to write a shtar, a deed. So, why would the Reish Galusa be forced? What did he do? V'lema Reish Galusa, lo yikraichu b'ina, v'lo zilusaichu b'ina. I don't want to get involved. People don't want to have shtaris that they wrote giving away their land. Right? It doesn't speak well of their financial state. So, that is why the Reish Galusa says, I don't want to be involved in this. I'm not writing that I sold you a piece of land, right? This document that everybody knows about says that Reuven sold me. So, I know it's yours, but I'm not interested in writing a shtar that it is yours, because that's just going to cause a negative call on my financial state. I don't know if the contract said Almanas. I'm not sure if it said Almanas. He might have said that. He might have said that in the discussions. But if the contract says Almanas, then I guess it's clear that it wouldn't be a problem for him. So El Amar Abaya. Abaya says, really, this is what's being involved. Halachi Karma, this is how the Braisa should be understood. Halokeach Sada B'Shem Chaveiro. Question of the Girsa here. The Reish Galusa is involved. Look at Rashi's Girsa. Rashi has it. Halokeach Sada B'Shem Chaveiro Reish Galusa. Right, if somebody buys it in the name of the Reish Galusa, Ein Kofin Es HaMocher. Who's the Ein Kofin? You don't force the mocher, limkar, zimnach, risi, to write another shtar. You don't force the person selling it in the first place. Rashi on top. In kovet es ha-mocher, lach zor v'lichto, shtar mechira, acher l'lokeach. Right? The seller doesn't have to write another shtar mechira. Right? Shahoya lola hasnos ulahodio, katov shtari b'shem reish galusa. Shem yatzu asikin era lohem shusha reish galusa. Because of lishtar acher, bishmi, shalo yavo yavon lachar, yarshay reish galusa, golo tova bimani. I don't want the yarsh of the reish galusa to come take this land when it's not really theirs. So we don't force the seller to write another shtar. V'im amar lo amanas, but if when he bought it from this guy, he says, I'm only saying this because I don't want anybody else to come, but really, you're going to have to write me another shtar, if he says amanas, kovan es amocher limkar. Then in that case, he would be forced, because that was, you can make any condition you want in any types of transactions. Remember, conditions are allowed where the halachic process is in your control. Right, Rabbi Elchanan talks about this in Kovetz Ha'aretz, as we have noted in the past. Certain the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis Daf Ayin Daled says, "Kol Milsa DeLesa B'Shlichus Lesa B'Tnai." Shlichus and Tnai always go together with each other. Why is that? Right, is that a arbitrary connection? Says the Gemara, no. And Tosfos explains it there. No, there's a root root koach that Shlichus and Tnai are both applications of. And that is bailus. If a person is a bailum, if a person is in charge of the process, then they can make a shliach to do it, and then they can make a tanai. Tfillin, a person is not a bailum on tfillin. I have to wear tfillin every single day. I can't make a shliach to wear tfillin for me, and I also can't make a tanai on my kiyum mitzvah tfillin. Right? I'm only making a mitzvah tfillin if it rains. Right? I can't do that. If I wear tfillin, I'm yotzei. Okay, mitzvah srichas kavana, ain't srichas kavana. But separate from that discussion, you can't make a condition, because you're not a bailam on tfillin. I'm a bailam on selling and buying and getting married, kiddushin and gerushin. Right, so those that can make a shliach, as the Gemara says, beferish. You can make a shliach lekadish legaresh, or kinyanim. But let's say chalitza, that's the example spoken about in Ksubis. You can't make a tanai in chalitza. Right, the woman's going to take off her shoe, and almanaz is only going to matter me to marry everyone else in the world if something happens. If, and that's the question there, the Gemara talks about, can you make a chalitza al tanai that he gives, somebody gives money, changes hands from one to the other. But there's no tanai b'chalitza because the person is not a bailim on chalitza. Two types of halachic processes, and one always has to ask. Shchita, Rabbi Elchanan talks about. I shecht almanaz something. That also doesn't work, because shchita is not something that you're the bailim on. Once you do the physical act, Hashem says it's kosher. You don't decide whether it's kosher or not. Right, Hashem says it's kosher. That's the shchita. Or iser, I poured milk into your hot chicken soup. Right? Oh, ain't the most of Hashem Shalom. No, you only say that by a certain context. If I bow down to your tree or your couch, ain't the most of Hashem Shalom. By isure avodah zarah. So there, I am in control. And if I do it, then if it's not mine, I can't do it. But by basa b'chalav, that's a mitzias, that's a reality. It's not that I am in control of that process. So either way here, the Gemara says you can make a tanai because you are in control of kinyanim. Kinyanim are a power that a person has. Third line, Omar Mar. Let's talk about this more, says the Gemara. Halokeach sadeh b'shem chaveiro, ein kofon es amocha limkar zim nachrisi. The first line of the Braisa. Right? If you don't force the guy to write another shtar, the Gemara says pshita. It's pretty obvious. Why would you force him? He bought it. They wrote him a shtar, mechir already. He doesn't want to write a second shtar, right? As Rashi here says, as we noted before, a person doesn't like to have shtaris written against themselves. So the Gemara says, pshita, answer, mahu detema matzi amarle media dat da'anol anachshoy shakilna. You knew that I was only buying to take this for myself. He tells the seller, upanchaya ba'alma hu dekabi'ina. I just wanted extra security. And that's why I said in the name of the Reish Galusa. But you knew that. You knew that I was doing what my plan was. Vizuze bichdilo shadina, and I don't throw away money for nothing. So obviously I want some guard, I want some raya that this is really mine. Ela adaita the cost of lishtar achrina. I did this al das that you could write me another shtar, but it didn't say it beferish. Dvarim shevalev. So you might have thought, let's say the Havamina is, that it's such an obvious thing, that it's like what we would call Dvarim Shebalev Ublev Kaladam. It's so obvious, and therefore, halachically, he would have to write him another shtar. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Why? Da'amar Leh. Because he says to him, in Yana, Rashi says that word means Tnai, in Yana Avdilacha Bahadiyahu Dezavantaleh Bishmei, V'yichtov Lacha Shtar Achrina. Go get him to write you a shtar. I wrote one shtar already. The one whose name you said I was selling it to, so you go deal with him. I'm not writing you I'm not writing you another shtar. The Rush, I'm sorry, it's not Rashi, I was looking for the line. The Rush is the one that has the line here that the Rush says a person doesn't want shtaris written against themselves, and therefore we do not force him to write. Says the Yamshel Shlomo here, why does the Rush have to say that? That the reason is that he doesn't want shtaris written against himself, because, says the Rush, we have counter pressure. We have something called Midas Stome. You know, if it's not hurting you, just do a favor for your friend. Right? Like, and we discussed this back in the Sugya, Daf Chaf and Chaf Aleph, Zen Nanev Zelo Chaser. If somebody gets something out of it, it doesn't hurt you, just let him, just do it. So here too, says the Yamshel Shlomo, the Rush has to say that. It's in Simon Yutes. Delo Nicha Leila Inish, De Nifshe Shtare Ilave. Why does the Rush have to say that line? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, because of the counter pressure of, you know, we would say to him, just write him another star. He needs it. Why is it hurting you? So the answer is, it is hurting him. Because the person doesn't want to lose his standing in the financial world, that people think that he's selling his property and he doesn't have everything, that he doesn't have a stable state. The Meiri adds in an interesting extra line. What if what if the buyer gives back the first star? Now everybody left Bezin because they already said B'shein the Reish Galusa. So he gives back the first one. Would we then force the seller to write another star? Because there's only going to be one star out there that people are going to focus on. Says the Meiri, Afilu emratza alokeach lahachzir es shtar harishon lemocher, ein kofen es hamocher liftov shtar chadash. We don't force him. So is that against the Rush? Because the Rush says the only reason is I don't want shtaris against me. And the Meiri says, even if he gives it back. So if you have some of the Akronim say no, it could be that the question amongst these Rishonim is, well, what does the bad reputation come from? From the shtar itself, or just from the kol that was created from the shtar? So even if you give the shtar back, it already has caused problems. You don't have another shtar. That's what the Biurei Daf, he quotes Mefarshim, L'chor mevur b'me'iri shaloka divrei harash, shari kan machshelo ashtar harishon, l'lam yesh litchos, she'itachein, the Rush would agree that even if you give it back, because maybe the damage is done. She'itachein she'yachal ha'mochel liton she'etzem ha'kol, ha'nigram b'kach, she'kosvim shtar v'karam l'sofer l'edim, garam lo hefzid ve'enu maskim l'kach. So it could be the Zomach locus between the Rush's reason of it's going to cause me problems and the Meiri that he won't force him even if he gives it back. It could be that they agree. There's no argument between them. So we're talking about doing things that are not really true for security purposes. Right? That's what we're talking about. Says the Chashuk Echemed, something that maybe we've all heard of. Maybe some of us have done. Are you allowed to put up a sign in front of your house? Wild dog. Beware of dog. If you don't have a dog, because that's lying for extra security. So you're allowed to do that. Or are you allowed to put up even, not words, are you allowed to put up a security, fake security camera? Right? To put it up, to make people think that it's all being videoed, even though there's no wire that's connecting anything, and it's not even wireless. So Rav Zilberstein here in the Chashuk Echemed discusses that case. Adam achoshesh mi ganovim. Rotzeh lechtov shelet. Kelev no sheikh bachotzer. Wild dog. Velitloso, pezach atzeiro, lemaisa ein lo kelev, el sherotzela afchidis haganovim. Right? Can he say, panchaya ba'almahu David? I'm just doing this for some security. Is there any problem? So Rav Zilberstein says, at first he says he thinks it's a problem. Right? He says it's an issur of sheker and gnevas das. Gnevas das. You know, what's your tzarech? A potential? Right? We learned in the Tosefta earlier in the Masechta. Shiva ganavim hein, harishon shiva kulam, gonev das abrios. So why wouldn't these be gnevas das? Is gnevas das to try to protect yourself? That's true. But, says of Zilberstein, there could be other ways. But then he says, well, maybe there's a discussion, and this is a little humorous discussion. I remember of Schechter saying this decades ago, somewhat of humorous discussion. Do you violate the Isser of Sheker Biksav? Maybe it's only Baal Peh, not Biksav. And they quote, and he quotes it here, this Marsha, the Marsha in Baba Basra, where the Marsha says, the Gemara about Moshe and Yoshua, who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Machlokas. Moshe or Yoshua. Right, so some say, well, Moshe had to write it, because if Yeshua wrote it, how can he say that I'm giving you the Sefer Torah? Giving you the Sefer Torah. So it must be Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Moshe Kose, and then Ella, but the other one says, right, I'm sorry. Amar Rav Shimon, Efshe Sif Torah Chasar Chos Achas V'Ksiv L'Kol Chazir HaTorah Zeh, Ella, Ad Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Omer V'Kosev, Mikan Ve'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Kosev B'Dema. Moshe wrote it in tears, right? But if you look closely, it doesn't say Omer V'Kosev. It just says Kosev. So why is that? So there is a Marsha that is quoted as saying, and that's how he quotes it here also, there's no Isser of Sheker B'Ksav. That's why he wrote it, but you don't have to worry about, right, so it's just Al-Peh. So, does the Marsha really mean that? That is a question, but anyway, he quotes a couple of other sources. So maybe there's no Isser Sheker here, it's just Genevis Das Abrius, but either way, says of Zerubstein, it would be better in this case to just write wild dog. Not wild dog b'chatzer. Just write, you know, something like that, so it's not beferish a lie. It gives an impression, but it's not beferish, and there is some type of protection that you are trying to do. Bin yaneinu lo miskavin b'alachatzer l'kabel mimishu tagmul, v'gam lo yakabel al-meser masmo. Maybe it'd also be makeup, because here, you're not usually going to have a stasis because you're out to rip somebody off. Here, you're just protecting yourself. You're not out to steal from anybody, so maybe it's not really Geneva's Das in the normal sense. We're usually out for a Toelis. So, Bezeh, Lomas Davish Osir. So maybe it's not Osir. So he's not sure, but he says, Aderech HaPshuta, Lichtov, Kelav Noshech, V'lahashmit Tevas Bachatzer. Leave out the word Bachatzer. And then he says, so you have to be worried about that Aniyim aren't going to come to your door? Because, you know, there's a, so some people might say, okay. But if we shouldn't have that attitude. But he says, you know, you have to be worried about that. He says he doesn't think if you give stuck in other areas, he does not think that is an issue. But either way, this is an interesting shiloh about doing something for extra security to protect oneself. And again, as he writes on the first page of every one of the volumes, lahalacha v'lo maisa, just to bring up in the base medrash. Viter, let's continue. So we've just spoken about the first line of the Brisa, that if you buy something to shame your friend, you don't force, it's just for security, isn't that obvious? So now let's talk about the second line of that Brisa. There's a Tosis here, but first let's do the second half. V'im amr lo amanas, kofanos amokar limkar, but if you say amanas, that you write me another star, then obviously he has to write him another star. That's a Tanai. So pshita, isn't that obvious that he has to write him another one? Lo tzricha, da amr lehu l'sahadi. He never said the almanas to the seller himself. He said to witnesses in front of the seller. He said to witnesses, kamedi day, in front of him, chazu d'shtara achrina kabeina. Edim, I'm going to want another star. You should realize that. So he never told it to the seller explicitly. Mao detema matzi amarle amina shtara mehech dekashakalt b'shmei. Ka'amrit. I heard your discussion of the Edim, but I thought you were going to get another star from the person who you bought it in his name. Nothing to do with me. Kamash Malan, to Amarle, this buyer could say no. Why do you think you were there? Lahachi tarchi v'yamrilu l'Edim kamach. Why did I say it to Edim in front of you? Dibinachu dekaba'ina. I want it from you, and that's why, that's the Chiddush. And that's why the seller has to give him another star in that case. Because he heard basically the umtana, and he has to supply it. Period. Let's stop there for a minute. Tosfos on top says, if he did it in front of Edim, so why does he have to run to anybody? Just have the Edim write another star. Forget the seller, forget the buyer. Have the Edim write exactly what happened. Tema, asked Tosfos, top Tosfos. Imkain, amait sarach lidchok es reish galusa, sheyichto lo shtar, yichtivu lo edim, kivin sheyodin shehu konat la'atzmo. He told the edim what's going on. So have the edim write the shtar. What's the whole discussion of going to anybody? If it was in front of witnesses. Yesh lomar, going to the bo edim, lichtimo lo shtar achrina. Okay, the edim don't want to for some reason. But Tosfos says explicitly, if the edim wanted to do it, the edim could write what? What would the edim write? That he is really buying the witness. They witness that this is all a fake, and really he's buying it for himself. The Edim don't want it. Does this relate to our sugya of Edus B'Ksav? The Edim didn't win. They're not saying that Reuven Barjoin. They're saying that this transaction that occurred, really there's something behind the scenes here. Something behind the scenes. So the Rishonim don't bring up here because this is not what we would call Eidus Bechsav. What's Eidus Bechsav? Eidim, well, it's a question. The Gemara says in Yevamis, mi pihem below mi piksavam. Right? You have to hear it from the mouth of the Eidim, below mi piksavam, and that is why Sanhedrin, the members of the Sanhedrin knew all 70 languages, because they have to hear Dafka, shlo yeh mi pihem maturgaman. They have to know the language. That's why Mordechai knew about Pikson and Seresh, what they were saying. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. But there is something being excluded. Velomi piksavam. So what is it? Does it mean that you write their ages, they send it into Bezdin? Let's say they can't make it there. Let's say they live far away. Is that excluded? You can't send it in an igeres? Is it what Rabbeinu Tam says, only an elaim is excluded? A mute is excluded. Why? Because you need to read at least ra'ui lahagid. Even if you don't send it, you can send it in, piksav. But you can't be someone who can't testify in court. That's excluding an elaim. Or is that excluding, as we like to quote the Baal HaMaharshita in Yevamis, on Daf Tes, in the Dafi Arif, or Tosfos also says this in Ksubis Daf Chaf, that is excluding a shtar that is not written midas hamischayev. The one who is committing has to be the one that is commanding the people to write the shtar. Das HaMischayev. If there is a love, the love has to be okay with the Edom writing a shtar on his behalf. Das HaMischayev. Right? So that is the crucial ingredient in shtaris. That's the line between shtar and Mipiyam lo Mipiksavam. Why is a shtar okay? If the Gemara excludes mi piksavam, because a shtar is written mi das hamischayev. The one who is committing is the one that, that's why a shtar is able to be written. That's the Gemara in Yevamis, that's the Balamar in Yevamis on Daf Tes Amar Aleph. Remember his beautiful lashon, mi piksavam below mi piksavo. Mi piksavo is what he calls das hamischayev, the das of the one, and that's fine. That's what a shtar is. Mi pi hanachon hu. Mi piksavam hu shepasla idusan. Ava piksavo lo. V'kol shtari halva umekach umemkar halo v'vahamocher hu shemitzaves ha'edim. V'amar kisu v'chismu. V'chem b'gitei nashim. V'yein bazem mi piksavam el mi piksavo. V'im I ato omerkein. If you don't say this, akarta mashakasa b'kabbalah. You've undermined the entire concept of shtar in halacha. The pasuk based on the pasuk I think in Yirmiyahu. The kasub be'ei sefer v'chasum bo eredim u'mikra mali kasub b'torah. The kasub le sefer krisus v'chulu kol ki agav n'ksavu shalohu v'lo ksavam shal edim. So maybe that also relates to our discussion here. Why don't the edim just write it? Tosfos says, they don't want to. They don't want to. Maybe did anybody command them to write the shtar? And this is a commitment based on the people involved. Maybe that's a Tosfos l'shitas. A Tosfos in Yevamis doesn't give this fundamental answer of mipik savo v'lo mipik savo. He says, like Rabbeinu Tam or others, just elam is excluded. But writing it is not per se. Maybe, according to some Rishonim, das hamischayev is not a crucial ingredient. But maybe, according to the Rishonim that it is, that's the answer to the Tosfos question. They weren't commanded to write the shtar here. What? Have them write the shtar. But who's committing here? The seller is also committing here. The seller didn't say a word. So maybe that's part of the issue why the Gemara doesn't have that possibility. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So now, Baruch Hashem, we've explained the Braisa. That's what we've done so far today. It's been one Braisa. We've been trying to explain it. Vayter, Rav Kahana, Yoav Zuzei Akitna. But the main issue we're talking about here, the larger issue, is if you have a seller, or if you have in both cases, sellers. A seller selling to somebody who they don't know who they're really selling to them. Those are the cases that we're talking about. So here's another case. Rav Kahana Yoav Zuzei Akitna. Rav Kahana wanted to buy some type of flax, so he paid for it. He gave money to the flax person, and Tosfos says, Hav Amina here, second Tosfos, Hash Tesal Kedaitach Da'ari D'mashach Nami. He paid for it already. And what happened? Pikadon Ba'amu Da'avi Gavei. He paid for it, but he didn't pick it up yet. Paid for it. Fine. I'm sorry, and he did Meshicha, but he left it there. He left it there. So here we go. Yoav Zuzei Akitna. Lestof Eiker Kitna. Then what happened? Flax went up in value. So this seller says, this is Rav Kahana's flax. I want to make some money for Rav Kahana. Right? He was the God of Ladar. So what did he do? Zavne Marvase the Kitna. He sold the flax to make Rav Kahana some money. Rav Kahana gave him a certain amount of money, 50 for the flax. Now it's worth 100. He sells it, he makes Rav Kahana an extra 50. So what's the issue? What's the problem? Everything sounds good. Lissa Asa Lakami de Rav. Rav Kahana goes in front of Rav and says, Amar lai, ma'eved ezel v'eshkel azuzeh, can I take this money? Why? It looks like ribis. He gave him 50, he's getting back 100. Right? So it's a little mechzik ribis. Right? This is not avak ribis. Avak ribis is ribis through abanan. Mechzik ribis means it's not ribis. It just looks like ribis. So would we, does it look like ribis here? Amar lei, he says, Rav answers Rav Kahana, e ki kazavni amri haikidna te kahana hu. If when this person sold the flax, he says, you know what? This is Rav Kahana's flax. So then, zil shkol, take your money. It's not a problem. He's your shliach. And they gave it to you. V'ilah lo tishkol. But if he didn't say that, it was as if he was selling, the seller thought that he was selling it to this representative, and not Rav Kahana, so then it looks like ribis. So who does this sound like? Keman, kebnei ma'arava. Da'amri misho odi labal chidim shiach nechidim labal mos. Sounds like Rav is taking the view of the bnei ma'arava that you have to know who the ultimate recipient is. So Mara says, no. Atu miyayiv Rav Kahana arba v'shakal timnei. No, it says the Gemara. Did Rav Kahana really give 4 and getting back 8? Is it really a case of ribis? No. Kitzna memelut eiker. Remember, he bought the flax. It's his. It went up in value now. Migzal gazlua. The guy who sold it is really stealing it from him. Right? He's taking it. Vitznan, kala gazlana, mishalman shasak zeila. So there's no issue of ribis here. Don't worry about it, says the Gemara. So therefore, what's the issue here? So answers the Gemara, Amri Hasim Amanahave. Velo mashke Rav Kahana lekitzna. If he actually had done a mishicha, then it's his property. There's nothing to talk about. Of course there's no ribis. You have my stuff. You sold it on my behalf, like Zachin la'adam, and if it's no good, it was a gazelle. But what's the issue here? The issue is where he did not do a kinyan on it. He prepaid. He paid for future flax. There was no flax there. And therefore, for Rav Letaimei, and Rav is Lashitasa, who says in Ezeo Neshech, to Omar Rav, Osin Amana Beperos, Vein Osin Amana Bedamin. You can pay, have a future agreement for Peros, for fruit. Let's say you're gonna agree on a price now, and then if it goes up in value, I might get more fruit, but that's okay. That does not look like ribis. But money, if you're gonna get money back, vein osin amana bedamim. That looks like ribis. If you agree to a price now, and then you end up making more, you gave money, you're gonna get more money back, that's a problem. If there's a kinyan already done, let's talk about. That's Rav Kahana's case, if there was a kinyan already done. If there was no kinyan done in Rav Kahana's case, so then it is an issue, and Rav says it could be a problem if they didn't say who it was, because then it's osin amana im damim, and therefore it looks like ribis, and therefore it would be usur according to Rav. Okay, Rabosai, back to Geneva and Gazela. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Hagozel es chavero shaveputa v'nishvalo. Somebody steals a shavaput, and he swears about it. Why is it important, swears? Because as we know, Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra tells us, there's something called Asham Gezelos. Asham Gezelos is whenever I have something of yours, whether I stole it, or whether I'm a shomer, or whether I find it, I have something of yours, and I swear that I don't have it. And then it ends up that it was me. Right? I was Moda. So in that case, I'm chayiv 3 things. Keren, Asham, and Chomesh. I'm chayiv to pay. I'm chayiv to give back 25% extra. That's what's called a Chomesh in Halacha. And I'm chayiv a carbon. You got to pay the money back first before you bring everything else. Says the Gemara. Hagol chaver shavapruta. If I steal a shavapruta from my friend, v'nishbalo, and I swear about it, and then I'm modeh. So then, yolichenu acharav, afilu l'madai. I got to get the money back to him, even if he lives in a faraway land, even in Madai. I have to get it back to him. What's the chiddush of Madai? If you look in the Sha'ar Mitzyana Balacha here, he quotes many other places in Chazal where Madai is known as a very, very rich land. Very rich land. So, a pruta in Madai is worth nothing. Even if he's in Madai, you got to give it back to him. Even if the streets are paved with diamonds in Madai, still, you have to go give it back to him. He says, the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Hidini meir aleichem es madai asher kesef lo yechashvu v'zav lo yechpitzu. Af sheva madai lo nechshav pruta la meuma machmas yishlam kesef zav harbi afal piki in zorach laholich achra la pruta filo madai. And he quotes it also the Tiferes Yisrael also. The Avos Rabbi Nasan ein osher ka osher shel madai. Right, that is number one. Or a second possibility, the Shem Sinai Malacha here quotes the Shoshanim LeDavid, who says, maybe the Chiddush is, even though it means that you're going to have to go to Chutz La'aretz to fulfill this mitzvah. Right? You gotta go. Chiyav HaShavas Gezela. Avakav Da'asur La'atzeiz Be'eretz Yisrael L'Chutz La'aretz B'kol Makom Ki L'kayim Mitzvah HaShavas Aveda or HaShavas Gezela Shari V'yavitani L'Bavel. There wouldn't have been a Chiddush because everybody goes to Bavel Ma'isa M'chol Yom Shri Yosem L'mo Torah. But Madai is a dafka too, either because Madai, money grows on trees, or even in Chutz La'aretz. So you have to go even L'Madai. Lo Yitain, lo L'bno v'lo L'shlucho. And you cannot give it to the Nigzal son or Shliach. The Gemara will talk about it. This doesn't mean real Shliach, because Shluch Shalom Kamoso. But, you know, you can't give it just to any representative. You have to give it to the person. Avol Nosin L'Shliach Bezdin. But you could give it to the Shliach Bezdin in a case where it's impossible. Rashi, Takantahu Da'avid Rabbanan. Takana Rabbanan. To give it to the Shliach Bezdin for Takanas Hashavim. As we've had a couple of times already in this parak, Takanas Hashavim, to encourage somebody to do tshuva, you give it back to Bezdin. V'yemeis, back to the Mishnah, Yasul Yarshav. But if the Nigzal dies, then you can give it to his Yarshim. Part one of the Mishnah. There is a fascinating discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah kuf lamed. Why is the shear of Gezela pruta? Or Geneva pruta? Why is that? Is that because, what would you have said? We would have said, well, a person's mochel less than a pruta. There's implicit mechila by less than a pruta. Is that why pruta is always the minimum shear? Or do you say, no. Just like all other shiurim in halacha are halacha l'moshe misinai, so do this shiur, kezayis, mechitzin, tvachin, lavud, all the sugyas, first parak of sukkah, all those halachas. So halacha l'moshe misinai. Dofanakum, I love, Dofanakum is not shiurim, but all shiurim, we know, are halacha l'moshe misinai. So, what about pruta here? He has seven nafkaminas. Right, between whether the prut is din for of mechila or a din of shiurim. What if a person's screaming, I'm not mochel? Right, you have to right, dafka pruta. What if a person's screaming, I'm not mochel, even though it's less than a pruta? Right, or what if he is a lav bar das? He's a la, he can't be mochel. Or what if he seals a half a pruta and then seals another half a pruta? Right, can it be, if you say it's based on mechila, so it means that really, right, really does it still belong to him? And he's just mochel it? He's mochel giving it back, but it still might belong to him. Right, these are all interesting nafkaminas that he has. You can look here in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed, where he goes through each of these. There's more here he talks about, but that's the Minchas Chinuch related to our Mishnah. There is an Isser Geneva or Gzela, even less than a Shavar Pruta. The Rambam says that Beferish, beginning of Hogs Geneva. Also, Ligzol Din Torah, right, the Rambam says. And the Magen Mishnah says it's Bidin Chatzi Shir by Hilchos Geneva. But either way, that's the Isser. But in terms of the payment, the Chiv, the Hashava, that's only where there is a Pruta. So you have to give it back, you have to schlep even to Madai. Says the Mishnah now, part two. Nasan lo es haKaren, v'lo nasan lo es haChomesh. If he pays the Karen, but he didn't give the Chomesh yet, he didn't give the extra payment. Machal lo haKaren, v'lo machal lo haChomesh. If he's mochal the Karen, but he wasn't mochal the Chomesh, machal lo al zeh v'al zeh. Chutz mi pachal mishar pruta beKaren lemaisa. He owes. He does not owe a pruta of Karen. So in these cases, eino sarach lelech acharav. You don't have to go, you don't have to schlep after to find him all the way in Madai, because that's only for the pruta, the mitzvahs hashava. That's one case. And again, Chomesh is also a big discussion in the Rishonim. Is Chomesh Mamona? We have this back in Meruba, we discussed this. Or is it more of a Knas? Big Nafkamina, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh. Does somebody have to pay a Chomesh Bizman Hazeh? The Minchas Chinuch. Quotes the Rush there in Meruba. The Rush says that Bizman Hazeh, it does not apply, and the Menchas Chinuch is very upset about that. Why wouldn't it apply Bizman Hazeh? This isn't Knossos, this is Mamona. Chomesh is an extra payment, but it is tacked on, halachically, it's not Knas, it's not a fine. They weren't ever says Chomesh is a fine. Right? It's Mamona. And therefore, you would have to pay. Is it Nita L'Mechila? Right? It sounds like here, that it's Nita L'Mechila. You can't be Mochel Knas. Sorry?
How do you swear? Don't you have to swear to be?
Well, so you have to swear in order, so it's mammon, right? But halachically, it's still called a payment of mammonis, it's not a knas. You see here, it's nitan l'mechila. Says the Gemara, nasan lo asa chomesh, lo nasan lo asa keren. What if he paid the chomesh, but not the keren? Machlo ala chomesh, lo machlo ala keren. Or he was mocha the chomesh. Machlo azev azev chutz vishar apruta b'keren, tzorach leilecha acharav. As long as you have a pruta of keren left, then the halacha applies, you still have to schlep and go give it to him. Nasan lo asa keren, v'nishba lo ala chomesh. What if you paid the keren, but then you swear again that you paid the chomesh already, or you don't know the chomesh? So now, we have this back also in the seventh parak. Harizem Mishalim, Chomesh al Chomesh. So, you gotta pay a Chomesh for the Chomesh that you just lied about. Achi Yismayit HaKerem Mishar HaPruta, until you basically have whittled down the principle where there's nothing left, and then that's it. V'chein B'Pikadon, this doesn't only apply by Gezela, but also by a Pikadon that you deny having. Shenemar, O Pikadon, O Pitsumas Yad, O Begezel, O Ashakas Amiso, O Matza Aveda, V'kichishba V'nishba Al-Sheker, Harezem Mishalim Keren, V'chomesh V'asham. It's pointed out that when the Rabbanan say, in certain cases we mentioned before, if Takanas HaShavim, giving to a Shliach Bezdin, that's a Chiddush Gadol. Because once you give it to a Shliach Bezdin, then they would allow you to also bring the carbon. They say it's maspik what you've done already. Right? Usually you have to do bimeshiv before you bring the karban. But here they say, it's okay, takanas hashavim, you could just give it to Bezdin, and that would be enough. Also, not for now, but keep in mind, this is Asham Gezelos, the Achronim, not so much the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Netziv, Rav Hirsch discuss why dafka there are three specific averos that are machayev a karban asham. Almost all averos that are chayev a karban are chayev a karban chatas. Right, the first mission in Krisus, right? But there are certain ones, Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, that's it. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzorah, those aren't really Averis. But the first three, so what is it about those three? That's Mechayev Karban Asham. Why are those three different? Just like the Achronim also discuss, why are specific Averis Mechayev Karban Olevi Yored? Most Karbanos are regular Chayev Chathas Kavua, but there are also a few, Shavuos Eidus, right, Shavuos HaPikadon, right, Shavuos Eidus, and there's a couple of others that are Chayiv, also in Vayikra there, in Chatas. There's all of the Yoreds, and then there's the Asham. So why specifically are those singled out more than others? So the Achronim discuss it. So here's one of them. One of those Chayiv and Asham is Asham Gezelos. So says the Gemara, Nishbalo inlo, Nishbalo lo, we're medayik that you only have to go through these halachas if he swore about it. That's when you have to be molech acharav lomadai. But if you hadn't sworn, you just denied it without the shvua, lo nishvala lo. So mani, who is that like? That only if you swear about it, lo Rabbi Tarfon, lo Rabbi Akiva. It's against both Tanoim. The Tanya, the Braisa says, or the Tanan, it's really, we have this in elsewhere, gazal echa mechamisha, ven yadei meza mehen. A person stole from one of five people, doesn't know who. The kol echad omer, osi gazal, and each one says, it was me. Meniak zela beneyem umistalik. You drop it and run, right? You put it in between them, and you mistalik. Rashi says, not here in Bamitzia, Rashi says it means that you hold on to it yourself. Doesn't mean you put it anywhere, and they fight it out. You separate it, and you hold on to it, and you wait. Tosfos on Amud Aleph said you give it to Bezdin. So you give it to Bezdin. Either way, you designate it, and that's all you have to do. Your Yotze, your Chiyav Hashava. Divrei Rebbe Tarfon, right? And Rashi here, though, sounds like you literally drop it in front of them. Why? Look what Rashi says here. Meniach zela v'lo boilam tuye liyadei v'sagi b'meniach lefanav sharei habaylam shamhu. Hey, the real recipient is there. You just don't know who. So it sounds like Rashi is saying, you give it to, put it between them. You see on your market set. That's what it sounds like. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva omer lo zu derech motziyasu midei avera. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that is not enough. That's not enough. Ashi shalim zelo kol echad ve'echad. You got to pay each and every one. It's your fault. You stole from somebody, so you have to fulfill its safek chiyef hashava, safek daraisa l'chumra. You have to pay each and every one. That overrides hamos v'chaver l'avaraya, because you know there's a chiyef here, so you have to pay each and every one. So mani, who is this? Who is our Mishnah according to? Our Mishnah that says you have to schlep there if you swore. E Rebbe Tarfon, we assume this machlokas has nothing to do with taking a shvur or not. So E Rebbe Tarfon, if you want to say the Mishnah is like Rebbe Tarfon, afagav dishtave, omar miniak zela b'neimu mistalik. Rebbe Tarfon says even if you swore, right? Wouldn't he say that? Just drop it. You don't have to schlep anywhere. E Rebbe Akiva, avagav de lo ishtave. And Rebbe Akiva says even if you didn't swear, amar achi shlang zela kol echad echad. He says you have to do a thorough chashava, and you have to schlep wherever it is, and you have to give to each person. We're paralleling those two obligations. So the Gemara said, no, la'olamer Yakiva hi. Really, he can be Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi here says that we really wanted to be like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Peivav, many stam sources are talmidim Rabbi Akiva. Remember, that's a great Gemara in Sanhedrin, Peivav. It's a one line in Sanhedrin, but so Rashi quotes it here, so it's always good to remember. All the stamas are talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Right, the Gemara says there, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemya, Stam Sifer Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifer Rabbi Shimon, Vekulhu, Alib Rabbi Akiva. These are the new Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, right, at the Gemara Yavamas. Anyway, so the Rashi says here, we want it to be like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, La'ola Rabbi Akiva. V'chikama Rabbi Akiva, Achi Shlam Zelo Kol Echad Ve'echad. When does Rabbi Akiva say that you have to make sure you pay each and every one? Hechad Ishtava Utekamar. Right, it must add in a detail that we didn't know. Only if he had sworn falsely about it, then you have to pay each person. My time, and why is that? You have to give it to each person a day of your guilt, the day that you took the Shavua. That's Rabbi Akiva's source that you needed for the Shavua. Rabbi Tarfon, says, no, even if he swore, the Rabbanan made this takana. Again, Rashi says, takana sashavim, that this would be enough for you. Again, if he knows he has to pay all five people, he's not going to do it. Maybe he stole a lot of money. So he's not going to do it. Remember, we have a similar takana at the beginning of the parak, right, about not even paying back at all. The story with the belt and the wife, right? So the Gemara says here, the Rabbi Tarfon would say, no, you don't have to, even if you took a shvuah, you don't have to pay back to each one. Just give one. Ditanya, Reblazer, Rebbe Tzadok Omer, Takana Gedola Hiskinu, a big, huge Takana, they were Masakein. Shem Haisa, and what's that Lashon? The Maris Chaya says they're being Oker Adin Daraisa, the Chiyav Hashava. That's the Takana Gedola, that they're uprooting Adin Daraisa. Takana Gedola Hiskinu, Shem Haisa, Hotsa Yitzera La Karen, if the expenses of the trip would be more than the Karen, Mishalim, Karen V'chamesh L'Bezdin. You just give your Karen Achomesh, umevi ashamo, umiskaperlo, and that is enough. Right? Even without giving it. Says Rav Chanan in Psachim, Kuflam and Gimel, didn't arise of a carbon. Hefker Bezen Hefker. Right? You give it to Bezen as if you're giving it to, you know, someone, the victim, and that's enough to allow you to bring the carbon. But that is Rabbi Tarfon, right? That is a Takana Gedola, that even if you're not doing once it's worth more, then you don't have to go schlep to it. That even if you swore, you don't have to go and bring it. V'Rabbi Akiva, Kevod Rabbanan Takanta, Hechad Yod Laman Gazlei, Tukam Mahadalei Mamona Lamare. If you know who is going to, and Bezdin is going to hold on to this money for that guy, you can give it to Bezdin. And then whenever that person comes back, he'll get his money. But here, Gozlechem Mechamisha, Tulo Yod Laman Gazlei, Tulo Hadam Mamona Lamare, Lo Rabbanan Takanta. Here, it's never going to go to the victim. You don't know who, so you can't say that's ki'ilu. What meaning? What's the machlokas about? Maybe Rabbi Akiva is saying that you need a mechanism. You need some type of ki'ilu kiyum of hashava. So if you give it to Bezdin on behalf of someone who's going to get it at a later point, fine. But if you don't know who to give it to, and Bezdin's never going to know, so then how can you say that's a kiyum of hashava? And that's why Rabbi Akiva says it is not going to work here. Period. Says. Is it an interesting case here? Let's just do two more minutes, and then we'll end up with the last Chashuk Echemet. Mazar Ravuna Bar Yehuda, Amar Shimon Elazar. Is this really true? As we just explained, the Machlokas Rav Akiva Rabbi Tarfon about Shvua. Lo Nechalgu Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva. Al Shalokach Echad Mechamisha. Ve'en Yodei Meizman Lokach. If I bought something from someone and I don't remember which person I bought it from, Sheminiach Meimekach Meinemu Mistalik. Everybody agrees in the case of buying. You just leave, the buyer leaves the money, and the sellers have to fight it out. The case of gzela is where there's the machlokes. Everybody agrees by buying and selling. The machlokes is by gzela. But if you're saying that he did an aveira here too, so Mali Lokah Mali Gazal. If Rabbi Tarfon agrees that if he did an Avera, you have to give it back. Look all Echad Echad if he stole it. So here too he did an Avera. If you're saying that even if he stole it, what would be the difference between swearing and stealing? Va'od masiv Rava, and also the following. Rava asks, Maisa b'chasad echad shalachach mishnei b'nei adam. V'lo hayodim eiz v'en lakach, he doesn't know he's bought it from. Ubalef Rabbi Tarfon, amalo, hanach de mecha b'b'nei u'mistalik. Rabbi Tarfon says, just leave it. Balef Rabbi Akiva, amalo, in l'chatakane, shishayim l'kol echad v'echad. So this is the case of Machlokas. And who are we talking about? Chasad echad. And what we just explained? Even if he swears falsely. V'yisalakataytof the mishtave, chasad mi mishtave b'shikra. We're talking about chasad echad. He would take a shvua. Sheker, v'chi chema de mishtava v'hadar avi chassid. And if you want to say, yeah, maybe he did. And then he's a bal tshuva. He's a chassid. But now he did tshuva. V'ha, that doesn't work. Because kol hecha damrin and maisa b'chassid echad, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi. Right, these two great rabbis. You can't say that they swore falsely. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, chassid in the meikar avu. They're chassid in their original, meaning they're not bal tshuva. We know that. So we're going to have to give a different explanation of the machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, which we will start with that second shot tomorrow. But just one other. Where do you ever have a case where you don't know who you bought it from? You know who you bought it from. Ah, says the Chajuk HaChemed, a guy is in a shuk dalet minim, and there's 25 different booths set up. And he takes an esrog from one of them and wants to go show his Rebbe. Can I take this to show my Rebbe? Sure. He goes to show his Rebbe. It's not a good idea. But he goes to show my Rebbe. He comes back and he couldn't remember which one he was. He couldn't remember. All of them look the same. And they're all like teenagers that are selling in Dalin. He doesn't remember which one. Some of them left already. Doesn't know what to do. Miniach b'neiam u'mistalek. Do you have to go pay each and every vendor? Right? What do you do? That's the case. Right? Is it, what if you can't find the person? Do you have a gift of stock? Is it lachem? Is it called Gzela? You didn't pay the right person. Does a person always assume that, he takes some of the loss there? Right? What do you do here? He says, V'od yitachen shebenito neinu, chayev l'shalem l'kolechen meker adin. Why? It's your fault. Right? It's your fault. The bekimen shaduchanim smuchim echad l'sheni, v'adavar shchiach shelochim esrogim l'shol rav, imkena yamuta alav l'skar, v'lashkiach mehecham l'kachas esr. And then he ends with the paragraph. It's a scary paragraph. The Sipra Lana Rav Echad. And a Rav told us, so it's obviously a true story. She'ira Pam, She'sider Kidushin Bu'ulam Smachot, She'hayusham Kama Chupot, Smuchot Achas Loshnia. A bunch of weddings going on at the same time. One of these, wedding factory places. Vekara Mikre, She'hayachol Lehistayim Ma'od Lotov, Ki'ashushbinim Hovilu Atakal Yadchasen Shalosh Shalah. Right, I guess he was wearing one of these deck tichels. Well, one has the minhag of wearing it, that you can't even see the face of the kala. And maybe they only met once in their life, or twice in their life anyway, in those circles. U'bechasi Hashem Yisparach, sama leiv berega ha'acharon, v'nimna tzarav. Right, you go to the wrong place. V'yitachein, says Rav Zilberstein, she'bemekomos ke'elu, she'yeshnam chupa smuchos, yeshchiyav ala edim liros p'nei akala shuv, l'fnei ha'kidushin, ve'enon yuchon lismoch al masharos p'nei akala, b'shar she'achasan kisa p'nei at the badekin.
But at the badekin, didn't somebody figure out hello?
At the badekin, but then the chasan went ahead to one of the rooms, and maybe there were four weddings going on at once. But again, it's a good idea to see the face. Again, in what's it called? The Avni Milum talks about in Shulchan Aruch about making sure you know who the Chasan and the Kala are. So if you just saw the Chasan and the Kala a minute ago, but it could be, he says, in these types of cases, in one of these wedding halls, where there's a few going on at once, it would be a good idea to see the face. Again, in obviously I'm in a context where the face is not see-through, one is wearing those types of veils. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'er Hashem, we will continue.